Wham Theater in the house to tell us about their Miscast Cabaret, a special one-night-only benefit performance hosted by Tony Award and Drama Desk nominee Jane Atkinson. It all happens Thursday, July 7th at 7:30 at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. In the Miscast Cabaret, I'm looking at it as if it were a radio station. No, Wham artists accompanied by live musicians will perform favorite Broadway songs from roles in which they would not traditionally be cast. A fun way to question traditional casting while singing along, where you can hear your favorite songs from Hamilton and South Pacific and Fiddle Around the Roof and many, 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 many more. The benefit performance supports Wham Theater's education and community engagement programs, empowering and uplifting women and girls throughout Berkshire County and beyond. To tell us more, we welcome back Kristen Van Genhoven, fresh from the roundtable panel, and always fresh, Jane Atkinson. How are you both?
Wonderful. Thank you, Joe.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice, Jane. I miss you. I'm glad to know you're out and about and doing this very cool thing. Kristen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, certainly about politics, but even more so about the beautiful art that you do and that you have created. So let us begin with you, Kristen, on how this particular, the idea of a Miscast Cabaret came about.
Well, actually, it was an idea that our managing director, Molly Merrihew, sort of came up with, like, wouldn't it be fun if we could just have a joyful, fun night with a cabaret? And we'd sort of been bandying it around, and then it went away. And then when we were talking with Jane about coming and hosting an event with us, and Jane actually was like, we really need something fun. I want to be surrounded by joy. You know, the world is so heavy right now, and little did we know how much heavier it would feel since last Friday. So we revisited the Miscast Cabaret idea, and with Talia Kingston, the associate artistic director, and Molly and Jane and myself, and all kind of brainstorming, we just thought, what a joyful, moving way to still have activism around questioning casting and also be able to come together with our whamily. And at the time it was like to celebrate getting through the pandemic, and now it's to like gather courage for, you know, women's rights moving forward.
Well, first of all, I've been talking to you for years, and every time you say whamily, it puts a smile on my face. I have to say, I just love
you
that.
You are part of the whamily, Joe.
More than life itself. Whamily.
Whamily.
And of course, Jane, I've long been a part of the whamily. So that
you
I
have, Joe, from the beginning.
That idea of casting is really interesting, isn't it? I mean, it in this case, it's fun, but it's something to be taken very seriously. And hopefully it is being taken more seriously now.
Oh, it absolutely, absolutely is. We have a whole rainbow of colors now that we haven't had. We just have never had. It's not just one person who is representing this community. It's many, and it's a plethora. You can just, it's so much better than it used to be. And that it's just so, to me, that's so exciting. To see the talent, to see the rainbow. It's beautiful.
Every performer has been sharing these stories, and Jane actually has some unbelievable stories about her casting experiences throughout her career, and she'll be sharing some of them at the event, and every performer is you know. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have a quick one you can tease us with, Jane? You have so many.
Well, I will tell you, I don't really have, I've just longed to always be in musicals. And I was cast in a musical at Yale during the cabaret during the summer. And I desperately wanted to play Ado Annie in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because I am just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. And I got cast as the grandmother, the old woman. And that has sort of been my plight, is that because I really can do drama, and because I was very mature for my age, I would always get cast
is in the older roles or the, you know, the political roles. So I do have a very funny story. Do you remember China Beach?
Oh, yeah. Joe? Dana Delaney. Okay. Dana Delaney.
Yeah. Well, I went in for that, but I'm not, and I won't tell you what I did. It was crazy, but I will be speaking to that when I'm hosting the show.
When you were telling the story about being cast as a more a mature woman, the person that immediately came to my mind is a former castmate of yours, Angela Lansbury. You were both in Blythe Spirit.
Yes.
And I remember Angela Lansbury always telling that story that even when she was in her teens and 20s, she would usually play like the 40-year-old aunt.
Yep.
So I long for this to be true, and I'm just asking if it is, but it certainly doesn't have to be. But did the two of you ever discuss that?
No, we didn't. Sadly, yeah. We didn't.
Yeah.
But she's such an icon for me because of her, you know, just her strength and her interest and her devotion to her family, which was very much harder for a woman to have family and home with her generation of actor. But you see, the thing happens with casting, and as you will note, you know, if you look at my television or even my film career, I am always playing very political, very strong women you don't want to mess about with.
Right.
And very rarely do you see me play somebody who is giggly and girly and not quite got her, stuff together. And I do that very well.
Well,
nobody knows.
Well,
nobody knows.
First of all, I would say I don't know what you don't do very well. But, I was thinking about, I think the last time I saw you performing, it wasn't the last time I saw you, but the last time I saw you performing, you were doing the Ann Richards show. But again, that is a very formidable woman.
Exactly. And so I will tell you, I will tell you very quickly, I was doing a fundraiser for Cancer for Women, and I was singing, "If they could see me now, those little friends of mine," right? And I was choreographing it, and the choreographer, I thought he hated what I was doing. Finally, when I was done, he looked at me, he said, "I don't believe it." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, I don't believe this is you. I mean, I've seen a lot of actors, but you're completely different than you are on television.
Yeah.
And you can sing and you can dance. And I went, uh-huh. You know, I mean, there's just, what can you do? But it was, I mean, he was completely stunned. So I think this miscast idea is so fabulous because we long to show the world that we're just more than just that. You know, we're more than just that. I mean, some people aren't, but most of us are, and especially in television and film, they put you in a category, and that's safe for them, and it's a bread and butter for you, and I love it. But you know, I've got a giggly, fun side to me. I love to sing and dance, and I get to do it, so I'm very excited.
So how, but given your stage in your career and given the fact that you have such experience and have such a great reputation that you can now, I would assume, you can more so than earlier in your career seek out parts and sprinkle these in every once in a while
you're absolutely right, Joe, and I have been. This project that I'm going to be doing, Career Opportunities in Murder and Mayhem, I said to the writers, first of all, I said, I want to look beautiful. And secondly, I said, could she please have a slightly dark sense of humor? And they agreed. So yes, I am asking for what I want for, and all you women out there ask for what you want for.
Now, Kristen, I don't know. I mean, I know you are Wham Theater and you have a wonderful group and I know you have wonderful people, but you certainly have been part of casting at some point, right? And are part of that process.
Yes.
So what is that like? I mean, how much do you listen to that or because you know if somebody's right for the part and you say, okay, well, this is perfect, but not objections exactly, like Jane is mentioning, but concerns of things. Here are other things I can do. How do you factor that into the decision?
You know, there are so many nuances that come with casting. And I have to shout out this extraordinary video that we did with a casting director, Victor Vasquez, who's really on the front lines of expanding what casting can be. And it's on our WHAM Theater website under news. There's a spotlight series. There's a 30-minute video. Anybody who does casting or thinks about casting or is curious about casting, it's such an extraordinary video. And I think we're really asking ourselves the question, like, does this role have to be what we have always assumed?
Yeah.
You know, and we're really trying to balance building a team. So a lot of times when you're casting, it's not about whether the actors are talented. That's always a given, right? Everyone coming in the room, that's their job. They know what to do. They've studied it. They've done it. They're professionals. So anybody can do the role. It's about the energy of the whole team together. It's about how you want to tell the story. And honestly, it comes to a gut feeling, which I'm sure Jane can say is the same for actors. You have a gut feeling if you want to be in the room with people. You know, yeah. I'm always such an advocate for, you know, who just feels right, you know? And then I have to question myself and say, you know, why do they feel right? Are there other possibilities for this? And we're starting to see that in lots of casting. Unfortunately, casting is still way, way, way too traditional overall in our business. And that's what's so exciting for our artists. You know, one of the artists, Alika Hope, is like, she, one of the things she shared is like, the fact that she gets to perform a song that she loves from a role she'd never been cast in, she's so happy and excited and giddy. Mm-hmm. And all of the artists we've been talking to are just like so thrilled to get the opportunity to sing these songs. And it does beg the question, like, why couldn't they play these roles?
Jane, does it matter what the audience thinks in the sense of that they expect a certain part from you? They expect a certain way, a part that you will play and a certain thing that they will see you in, because that is exactly what you have done, which is, you know, the crux of the problem, of course. But does that enter into it? I mean, I think about, I remember a long time ago talking to a bunch of New Yorker cartoonists. I went down to the New Yorker offices. I was talking to the cartoonists, and they said, screw the audience. If it makes us laugh, that's all we really care about.
I would say, to your point, that when, at this point in my career, I think that there is a level of confidence, but we'll talk about stage. If I or other, you know, other people in the, my, you know, age range and experience step into a room, that, you know, it takes a lot of energy and charisma and a kind of, I don't know, something to step on a stage and hold an audience and guide them like a captain on a boat through an experience. And I think that in that way, I think when I come into a room, they know that because I've done that.
Right.
But there's so many people who could do that that haven't had the opportunity to be the captain of the boat. So I think to Kristen's point, we have to allow ourselves different captains and sort of guide the audience into a new experience. And I think, for example, Hamilton did that, and In the Heights did that, and so many other shows on and off Broadway are doing that. And so I think when I get cast in a political role, for example, it's familiar. It's like an old shoe in some way. And I think that you know, I think that I've earned that because I have worked very hard for it, and we need to break out and change that so that everybody else feels you know, they feel comfortable with people who have just as much talent, just as much charisma. And so there is a sort of need to feed the audience, but I think we're breaking out of that time. We have to. We just have to break out of that time. So, I mean, I think I will always work because, you know, I have committed my life to this, and I have a certain level of talent. But I just want all my sisters with me. You know, I want everybody out there who has the talent and the know-how to have much more opportunity.
The Miscast Cabaret is a one-night-only benefit performance hosted by Jane Atkinson. It takes place Thursday, July 7th at 7:30 at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. We only have about a minute left, Kristen, but just talk a little bit, because it is a benefit, and this is going to community engagement programs, education and community engagement programs. Just talk a little bit about those programs that impact women and girls in Berkshire County and beyond.
Yeah, and I will also say that it is a benefit, and we also have a range of ticket prices. So folks that are listening that are excited about the opportunity to listen to all these captains of the ship, you know, tell their stories about casting and sing songs that they wouldn't normally get cast in, there are affordable ticket ranges thanks to people who have underwritten the Miscast Cabaret. And so the programs it's going to help is we have a teen ensemble program. We have various community engagement programs with our community partners that we've been WAM's mission is to be creating opportunity for women and girls. And it couldn't be more prescient right now. So if you're out there and you're feeling hopeless about the future for women and girls, this is one way that you can come out, empower yourself, have a joyful evening, support the next generation of captains of the ship, like Jane said, and have a really great time in community doing it in a safe way. The Mahawi has really strict COVID guidelines. Everybody will be wearing a mask. And there's many different ticket prices to come. So we hope that people will join us. It's one night only. There are some surprises we have in store, and Jane is involved in some of them. So we don't want people to miss it. We're not able to stream this one. So it really is just one chance to come out and enjoy all of the music and the songs and have some activism in the midst of the celebration.
I loved what you just said. I just hope it does include those who are hopeless about everything.
Yes. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Because what is theater for? Yes, we're going to express every element of being a human being. But right now, what we want to do is we want to make people laugh. We want to make people feel hope. And we want for the hour plus that we're up there, all of us, to just hold everyone in a safe space of joy. So come on down.
Well, I will take hope and I will take joy, and I certainly trust both Jane Atkinson and Kristen Van Genhoven to bring both of those qualities to an evening that they are part of. Thursday, July 7th at 7:30 at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. The Mahawi in Great Barrington. It's WAM Theater, spelled the right way, T-R-E, whamtheater.org. I love you both so much. It's Miscast Cabaret.
I love you, Joe.
I thank you so much. I'm just so appreciative that you're doing this work, that you understand what the issues are, and that you're addressing them in a positive, empathetic, and joyous way. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Be well. Again, whamtheater.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.